with the staff all morning, and I thought our team came out and played hard, and we did some good things in all three phases. Certainly, there's a lot of room for improvement in each phase, but I thought it was a team win. I thought we competed hard, and now it's time to get ready to play the Steelers.
Joe, with as many close games as you've had, that the two came down to the last play or the last series in the fourth quarter, was it a nice change of pace with 2 minutes left to see the game at hand and be able to kind of relax a little bit from your standpoint?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a different feeling. I mean, I'll grant you that. But again, I thought the guys, we certainly had some additional opportunities in the first half to score some points that we didn't. But in the second half, I thought our guys came out, they played hard, played well. And, if you do those enough things right during the course of a game, sometimes you find yourself where you're in a position like we were in the last couple minutes.
I think we saw a clip where you actually smiled, maybe laughed a little bit there with Brian Hartline standing next to you.
That would be a unique situation, but yeah, possibly. You could have caught that.
Joe, Lamar Miller had a career-high 22 carries. How do you feel he handled the load carrying the ball that many times for the first time?
I'm delighted. I thought Mike did a great job sticking with the run. There's a couple, I thought he had one, I believe he had one explosive run, an outside zone play to the left. There's a couple others where, he was this far away, we thought, from, cracking it and getting a bigger gain. But I thought he did a nice job. I thought his reads were good. I thought he stayed on course pretty well. The thing we're looking for with all our backs is the ability to break some more tackles and have some more of the explosive runs that were talked about. But I think, we called about 30, 32 runs in the course of a game, which, that's, for us, that's great. I'd love to be above 30 all the time if we can.
To follow up on that, I'm sorry. You've had more broken tackles in the last couple of games, mm-hmm. by receivers and the running backs. What do you attribute that to? That's not really something you could work on in practice too much, I would think, with tackling.
Yeah, we have made an emphasis of it just in the coaching points. Sometimes in the passing game, for example, each week is a little different, but based on some coverages that you may anticipate, you may tell the team, look, this might be a game where we get a lot of a high completion game where we maybe don't get push the ball down the field as much, but we're going to get some completions, and now the onus is on you guys to, get north and south, split the defense, break a tackle, and create some explosive plays on your own. I mean, you look at, three of the touchdown passes in the last one against San Diego to Clay was an 8-yard out-breaking route. Hartline's was a 7-yard slant route. Wallace's was an 8-yard hitch or something like that. But again, you break a tackle, and you have an opportunity to finish plays. And so, the more we can get of those, the better.
Joe, Olivier Vernon, 10 sacks with 4 games to go. I mean, has that even exceeded your – do you expect this kind of production from him?
Well, he's a good football player, and he's worked extremely hard since the day he got here. And he got his feet wet last year and did some good things, did some very good things last year. And he's just built off of that, and, he's continued to work hard. And, Kevin and the defensive staff have done a nice job moving him around a little bit in the defense. They didn't line him up. He doesn't always just line up opposite, number 91 or whoever's in there. And so, he did a good job on the matchups that he had yesterday. And there's also some really good clips of him just hustling and playing, pursuing to the football when it's not a drop back pass, when it's a completed pass, or the ball gets to the perimeter. So those are some things that, you appreciate the Cam Wakes for their ability to play the run and be physical in the run, and Vernon, for just all out hustle and pursuit and those type of things.
How much better do you think your offensive line is playing now compared to October?
Yeah, it seemed to be improving. I mean, we knew going into the game this was going to be important to, establish the balance and the ability to call 33 runs. I mean, I want to say that this might have been our season high in first downs. Don't quote me. We had 25, but I don't know that we had many games where we had that many. So anyway, and that's, a tribute to those guys that we didn't make a lot of mistakes up front. We didn't have a lot of guys, free hats, as we like to say, in the protection or in the run game, and that gave our guys a chance.
And obviously, he spreads the ball around very well. But yesterday, Wallace, Hartline, and Clay really became an integral part of your passing game. Can you just talk about how that came together and how early you realized that was going to work?
Well, I thought Ryan did a good job taking what was there. There weren't a lot of forced balls if you look at the particular coverages, and the Jets are very multiple in the back end. They do a lot of different things, and I thought Ryan, was good on his progressions, good on his decision-making, And as you mentioned, he spread the ball around. You know, we were able to attack outside the numbers. We didn't have as many, obviously, deep balls that were completed as we had the week before. But we got a lot of, you know, they were kind of playing off a little bit. We got a lot of balls underneath that really helped us out. And then, you know, one or two to Charles Clay in the middle of the field. We attacked the middle of the field well. So I thought it was a very efficient job by Ryan and the receivers.
The pattern, Joe, you had lately of lose-win is not going to get you where you want to go. Where does the missing consistency come from in your mind?
Well, we just talked, you know, that's something we talked to the team about. I said to the team in the locker room, you know, it's important that we build off of this type of performance. And I didn't use the exact same words you did, Steve, but, you know, certainly the inference is that, you know, it's December. You know, we've been making a big emphasis about the performance level on the field in December has to be better. And part of that now is the consistency. You know, again, I don't believe we told the team last Tuesday in our meetings that, you know, we're not going to reinvent ourselves from a schematic standpoint in December. You know, we've been at this thing since May, training camp, preseason games, 11 regular season games going into yesterday. And, you know, this is what we do. You know, we should have an identity by now, things that we do well. And we just have to, you know, we have to continue, like you mentioned. We've got to be more consistent. We've got to play sound. We've got to be able to protect the quarterback, run the ball on offense. And, you know, again, we gave ourselves a great chance with not letting our opponent into the end zone. But I think it's just that consistency and that mindset. We've practiced very well. The last 2 weeks have really been our best weeks of practice, even though we didn't win the game the week before. So I think we've got to take it from the practice field to the game field. And you're exactly right. We've got to play consistently in December.
Your line about we should have our identity by now, things we do well or really well, what things might you point to as things which you all do particularly well as a team?
Well, I think, you know, we're starting to get the turnover margin where we want it. It's not where it needs to be yet, but it's starting to be on the plus side. I think that's a real positive. I think our offense in 2 minutes has been very, very good. That's really been a boost to our football team. And, you know, defensively, we're starting to inch up toward the type of defense that we all want to be in terms of, I think we're ninth in the league in points allowed. So those are, you know, the name of the game is scoring and on offense and not allowing scores on defense. And we're starting, you know, on defense to really be the type of defense that we want to be.
Everybody's working through all the playoff possibilities, all the tiebreaks and everything. How do you address that with your team, where you are and what you need to do here the rest of the week?
You know, the big thing we're going to address is, you know, playing well Sunday at 1 o'clock. You know, Pittsburgh's Coach Tomlin and his staff, they have an excellent staff there. They're a very well-coached football team. They've won, what, 5 of their last 8, I believe. They've got very good players going on the road. So really, this is all about building off of last week's performance and playing well on the road against a very good team. And all the other stuff will take care of itself.
The fourth down decisions were made during the week, I assume?
Yeah, we talk about it. We have our game management meetings on Friday afternoons, and we talk about it. And, you know, we knew we were on the road. We were playing a division opponent. We thought they were very, you know, manageable plays. And, you know, watching the tape, we thought we had opportunities to make those two fourth down plays that we didn't make. But, you know, we have to look at it in the context of the whole game. You know, if it was later, would we have done that in the second half? Maybe not. You know, but it was the first one, I believe, was in the first quarter. And we thought it was a manageable play. And we thought we had a good opportunity at it. Just we need to connect on those and make those plays.
A couple more, guys. You have a player like Mike Wallace who's going back to Pittsburgh. Obviously, there's going to be some motivation there. How do you manage him from being over-anxious but also make sure you get the best out of him this week?
Yeah, just have a great week of preparation. I mean, study the tape, even though, you know, I'm sure he's familiar with a lot of the guys because he competed against them in practice. But, you know, absorb the game plan that we're going to give him. You know his role in the plan, what adjustments he may have to make. Get out on the practice field, get the rhythm, the timing, the feel down, and then take it to the game. You know, I think it's all really all about preparation and understanding his role in the offense.